Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Now it's been a big week in the Scottish independence debate. The formal white paper has finally been published. It's all 650 pages of it. And it's full of the SNP's offer to voters of Scotland about how things would pan out if it would go its own way. Now, Martin, you were up in Scotland for the launch. The document's very big. Did it hang together?
It's certainly big. Once you get hit with this document, you stay hit. It's heavy. It's got 670 pages. It has the answers to 650 questions which the Scottish government claim they've been asked. And
it's a question a page, is it?
No. That's the second half of it. The first half lays out the offer. I mean, it's a good production number. But the big question is, what is it really contributing to the debate about independence? The referendum's 10 months away, and this is not, it's false to call it a white paper if you're being pernickety about these things, because a white paper really basically sets out what a government is going to do. But this is a white paper which contains lots of things which the Scottish government would like to do, and it's much more really an SNP manifesto in the event of winning the referendum and then continuing to be re-elected as the Scottish government. So, you know, there are a huge number of big and little questions. Big questions that stand out are: what are the prospects for Scotland's economy to be sustained by oil over a long period? What is the tax and spend regime that Scotland can afford after independence? What's going to happen to nuclear weapons? And will Scotland be able, as it claims that it's going to be able to do, to prevent privatisation, to retain a kind of common realm, the common weal, as it's often called up in Scotland? And these are the questions which, are going to be fought out over the next 10 months. It was an impressive launch. There's no doubt about that. It was a big event. But whether it's going to change the opinion polls, the numbers, I think, that's a little bit more doubtful.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Now it's been a big week in the Scottish independence debate. The formal white paper has finally been published. It's all 650 pages of it. And it's full of the SNP's offer to voters of Scotland about how things would pan out if it would go its own way. Now, Martin, you were up in Scotland for the launch. The document's very big. Did it hang together?
It's certainly big. Once you get hit with this document, you stay hit. It's heavy. It's got 670 pages. It has the answers to 650 questions which the Scottish government claim they've been asked.
Is it a question a page?
No. That's the second half of it. The first half lays out the offer. I mean, it's a good production number. But the big question is, what is it really contributing to the debate about independence? The referendum's 10 months away, and this is not, it's false to call it a white paper if you're being pernickety about these things, because a white paper really basically sets out what a government is going to do. But this is a white paper which contains lots of things which the Scottish government would like to do, and it's much more really an SNP manifesto in the event of winning the referendum and then continuing to be re-elected as the Scottish government. So, you know, there are a huge number of big and little questions. Big questions that stand out are: what are the prospects for Scotland's economy to be sustained by oil over a long period? What is the tax and spend regime that Scotland can afford after independence? What's going to happen to nuclear weapons? And will Scotland be able, as it claims that it's going to be able to do, to prevent privatisation, to retain a kind of common realm, the common weal, as it's often called up in Scotland? And these are the questions which, are going to be fought out over the next 10 months. It was an impressive launch. There's no doubt about that. It was a big event. But whether it's going to change the opinion polls, the numbers, I think, that's a little bit more doubtful.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.